You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, Bruno, what's all the racket out there?
I don't know. Gee, boss, I got a real wild bunch out here. They told me to bring the car here to perfection, that you would fix it.
Okay, go ahead. Drop it off right here.
Okay, but, you know, you're on your own.
So it's you guys.
Hey, what's up, Doc? You know, we broke down.
But we're on our way to the firework. I thought I saw smoke coming out of the engine.
I'll say, could you get this fixed by 6 o'clock?
If you don't get us to the celebration, we'll destroy your shop.
All right, guys, just bring it in.
I told you he could fix it.
Oh, I know he can. He's very speedy.
All right, guys, I think we got the problem all solved.
Oh, boy, we're on our way.
Gee, look at that sky.
Happy 4th of July from Perfection Auto Works. And although it gets pretty crazy at times, give us a call for our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked about and most listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. Broadcasting from the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. A great lineup of guests today. Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party, is with us. The rising Libertarian Party of Pima County. We'll talk about how much has been accomplished over the last 6 months in this first half of this year, 2022. Matt Klink will be with us. He is the Channel 5 political reporter and a GOP consultant in Los Angeles. We'll talk about the rise and fall of Donald Trump. Is this the end of Donald Trump after the latest testimony before the January 6th committee? And then Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson talks about their special guest for a big Monday event of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Welcome to our show. Here is Scott Stewart, the treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Let's talk about encouraging folks to think for themselves. That's what the Libertarians are all about. Where are we now as we move into literally almost the third quarter of 2022?
Well, you know, as always, you know, think for yourself, do your own research, question authority, especially follow the money when you're finding yourself being pushed in a certain direction, and especially notice when government and certain big tech and media companies are pushing you in that same direction. Follow the money. We advocate for independent education, independent health care, homeschooling, and we defend your rights all the time. And we should always watch when government and corporate interests align and how they enable each other. You remember in the 60s and 70s when big tobacco and big government were working kind of hand in hand, and it took a long time to get the tobacco companies to admit that, their product was not as healthy as they claimed. And we're going to see the same thing with a lot of pharma interests. And, you know, it'll be interesting to watch that.
Let me ask you something. There's been a seismic shift in the Supreme Court, and I think America is going to be different because of that. Have you followed that closely from a libertarian point of view?
Let's go back to 2016.
Okay, good.
You know, it was Hillary's election to lose, and she did. You know, elections have consequences. And while in some ways I regret her not getting elected, I cannot imagine her as president. If something like George Floyd had happened, I cannot imagine her allowing Democratic mayors and governors to allow mobs to run loose in their cities the way they did. But as long as it was making life uncomfortable for Donald Trump, that seemed to be okay. You know, oddly enough, a Republican got elected, a Republican who said he would appoint conservative judges. He did. They have ruled on the cases that they have seen in a largely conservative fashion. We shouldn't be surprised at that. The recent rulings, in two out of three of them, I think followed the law reasonably well. Roe v. Wade was as much as I am pro-choice myself, I cannot imagine that it was based in good law, because it should have been based on self-ownership, that people have a right to their own bodies and to make their own decisions. Instead, it was kind of weaseled into a right of privacy. Now, I don't know the details of the legal reasoning as Roe v. Wade originally went out, but it started off where there were reasonable restrictions, making it legal in the first trimester, which, you know, as uncomfortable a position that is for someone who is pro-life, it is at least not as insane as the partial birth abortions that we have evolved into in recent memory. So it went off the rails. If it had stayed reasonable, there would have been less challenges.
Well,
the states are going to go ahead and implement some legislation that is either going to allow it up to a certain point or restrict it after a certain point.
It's going to be a checkerboard.
It may be a checkerboard, but we have a federal government where the government doesn't get to say everything everywhere.
As a libertarian, and I've learned a great deal about the Libertarian Party from you singularly, but I would suggest, too, if you talk about separation of church and state, we've got football coaches praying at the 50-yard line, whatever. We didn't have that before this ruling. And then we're talking about a seismic shift to the right, perhaps for transgender people. Also about gay people in this country. Are we going to do away with gay marriage? Where are we going with this? How far will this court take us?
You know, I don't think the court will...
Away from the libertarian philosophy that you so much cherish.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not pretend that we've been going in a libertarian direction. I have watched since I first became aware of politics when I was in junior high and high school, us moving further and further away from our founding principles, from the ideas of freedom. There have been some expansions in individual rights areas. There have definitely been expansions of voting rights and better treatment of minorities in the country. But by and large, I've seen government run roughshod over individual rights and small businesses and freedom of the press. You know, I watched Nixon, demonstrate that Republicans didn't understand economics anymore with wage and price controls. I watched Johnson demonstrate that Democrats didn't understand freedom of speech and the right to privacy. And, you know, I watched that happen when I was in junior high and high school. And those are some of the formative experiences that I have.
Well, forgive me for taking you away from that, but to the court, it's almost impossible not to look at these decisions that are coming forth and not think about the Libertarian Party and its basic philosophies of where we're moving away from them or toward them with this very conservative court. One answer to that, moving away or closer to the libertarian point of view with a very conservative Supreme Court? Away or toward?
Neither. Abortion,
not
moving
going
it,
there, are you?
Abortion, moving it back to the states, is generally in the direction that I would like to see it to go. The recent ruling on favoring right to keep and bear arms, I support. So I think that's good. And then the recent ruling upholding vaccine mandates for healthcare workers, I disagree with. So it's a mix.
All right. Want to take a very quick break here. I want to come back and talk about the free market education fairs and headquarters coming up here for the Libertarian Party. There's so many things happening with the Libertarian Party. You must be so proud of what has happened in 2022. I know you are. And I want to come back and talk about some of the great accomplishments and some of the things you want to accomplish before this year ends. We're with Scott Stewart on a profile of the Libertarian Party today in 2022 on the John C. Scott Political Forum. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Back in a moment.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest is Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party. Let's talk about some recent events of the Libertarian Party. Scott.
Well, you know, we do our education fairs on the first Monday of every month. They're still small. I'm not going to spend too much time on that yet until I'm ready to say, hey, we've got really good content and it's ready to go prime time. Unlike our outreach meetings, which have been ready to go prime time really for the last several months, practically from the day Drew became chair.
That's Drew Henson, who is the chair of your party.
Drew Heaton.
I'm sorry. Yes. Drew Heaton, right.
Yes. And you recall she was also running for governor to try and stimulate some activism, but she has withdrawn from that. It was just too much, and we weren't going to get there. So we're supporting Barry Hess, the Libertarian candidate for governor. We're helping in a write-in campaign for him, as well as Michael Kielski, who's running for attorney general. But our last couple of outreach meetings have featured Perry Willis of Downsize DC, which is an organization dedicated to expanding the popular sentiment for decreasing the size, scope, and intrusiveness of the federal government. And he gave a presentation on Libertarianism 101, History of the Libertarian Party and Libertarian thinking, tracing back to even before the Founding Fathers. But our last outreach meeting also featured a candidate who is not a Libertarian, and something that I think the Libertarian Party needs to do more of. We're a small political party, John, you know that. Sometimes the most effective thing that we can do is help somebody else. So there's a Democrat named Bill Lake, who's constable in Justice Precinct 8. But we liked his approach to engaging with folks well before eviction to connect them to available resources. We met him in, I think Chairman Heaton ran into him at a certain event, and they talked. They hit it off really well. And since he's substantially libertarian in many respects, we decided to support him. I myself am supporting and trying to get other libertarians to support Greg Taylor in District 4 for Pima Community College Governing Board, and Damian Klinko in District 2, because I, like them, think we need to continue Pima's development of the workforce programs. If a community college isn't getting you to the point where you can get a job, independent of whether they help you get to the university or something like that, if they're not quickly getting you from where you are to into employment, then a community college isn't really doing its job.
And you served on the Pima Community College Board how long?
18 to life.
How many years?
18 years.
18 years.
Yeah.
Seemed like life, didn't it?
I remember being told once, God, that's a thankless job. And I said, only at its very best.
All right.
But well, I think those two guys are great for Pima College. I'm supporting them, and I encourage anybody else to. And I think they're still gathering signatures. So if you run into them, please sign their petitions.
Excellent. Okay. Presentation coming up here, too. You're working with Barry Hess on the ballot for governor. And then also you have a candidate for attorney general, too.
Yes.
Right? So a little bit about those statewide races.
Well, you know, we have three candidates that we're pushing for statewide. One is Mark Victor, who's running for U.S. Senate. He is going to be on the ballot. Barry Hess and Michael Kielski did not get enough signatures to get on the ballot in the primary, so they have to get enough write-in votes in the primary. And that's a great infrastructure project for us because it forces us to go out and connect with a lot of libertarians that we've not been in contact with over the years. So that'll be very good. Barry has run for office a number of times before. He's extremely well-spoken on taxes and regulation and personal responsibility and personal choices. Kielski is an attorney and experienced enough for the attorney general job. He's also very knowledgeable and solid libertarian. So, you know, we'll be well-represented if we're able to get those two on the ballot along with Mark Victor.
By the way, this public outreach meeting, July the 19th, very quickly, you got Perry Willis again. You mentioned that. But his subject matter is really relevant here.
Yes. So Downsize DC, the organization that he's currently with and founded a number of years ago, runs a number of bills that, you know, just really go to the heart of libertarianism and constitutional government. One of them is the Read the Bills Act that requires Congress to actually read the legislation that they're doing.
Unbelievable.
The Write the Bills Act, yeah, which actually says Congress has to write the laws, not the bureaucrats in the administrative agencies or the lobbyists. The One Subject at a Time Act, which means you can't bundle all of this stuff together, you know, have a bunch of cyanide on the pizza, but hey, the pizza's great because it's got lots of pepperoni on it. No, you'll vote on the cyanide separate from the pepperoni.
All right, you got a 7 o'clock p.m. headquarters at meeting at 5546 East 4th Street. That's one block north of 5th and one block east of Craycroft. That's your new headquarters.
Yes.
Yep, very good.
And
everybody's welcome to attend that one, too. Yes.
We're still not ready for walk-in traffic, but, you know, we've got it a number of nights a week, or a number of nights a month, usually the Tuesdays, and it's going great.
All right. By the way, the next social event, Tuesday, August 30th, that's not this month, but next month,
yes,
in the planning stages, but that should be a big event.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
The last one was a little underwhelming because we, fumbled on our communications, but the two prior to that had great turnouts in the 40 to 50 range, and we're looking for something big and fun. We're also going to be turning our one night a month kind of a popcorn and propaganda social event where we'll maybe watch a libertarian movie or something like that. And, you know, a lot of talk on the side about various issues. A
couple of minutes left. Be engaged is really the message of the day here.
Yes. You know, everybody should be concerned about the direction that we're taking, where the government is always getting bigger, more powerful, more intrusive. And, you know, so are the corporations we work for, especially as they consolidate. You know, I don't like that. We should have as much power diffused in as many different areas as possible. We should have lots of checks and balances, lots of options. You know, if you want to help the poor, the best way to give them help is to give them options. Make sure that there are employers. You know, I've often said employers are our most endangered species in Pima County, but it's actually true nationwide in terms of numbers. There are lots of jobs out there, but the number of employers is decreasing. We need to increase that.
All right. By the way, you're talking about if you're a Democrat or Republican concerned with individual rights and freedom, and you can't just stand there and just stay there. Be more engaged. Become a precinct committee man, or committee woman. Be on the front lines and be among the first candidates to go for help. That's a message of the Libertarians. Just about out of time here. Very quickly, to learn more about the Libertarian Party of Pima County, what do they do? Go online.
Go online to PimaLP.org. Or check us out on Facebook. Just type in Pima County Libertarian Party and look us up.
By the way, I've followed the Libertarian Party with you over many years. This has been a very, I think, constructive year for the Libertarian Party and a successful one, too. You're getting there, aren't you?
You know, Drew Heaton has been an extraordinarily energetic chair. Absolutely love her.
Scott Stewart, Libertarian.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. I think advertising ought to be stunning and get your attention with sound effects, car chases, gunfire, explosions, intersecting plot lines, multiple ideas, and what's that all got to do with Perfection Auto Works? Well, nothing really. In fact, it's kind of quiet here, absent the ratchet or our ringing phone. We do the planned maintenance on your car, such as brakes, hoses, tires, alignment, air conditioning, and all other things automotive. Just like our jam-packed radio commercials, our auto service gives you 100% satisfaction. From brakes, belts, and even our free 26-point inspection, call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum, live from the Perfection Auto Works studios. I'm so glad to have with us Matt Klink. Matt is a GOP consultant in Los Angeles. He's also a political commentator for Channel 5, which is the dominant television station in the Los Angeles market of 12 million. Matt has more than 30 years of experience working on complex and controversial high-profile issues for public and private sector clients, as well as candidates for elective office and ballot measure campaigns across the spectrum of politics. And Matt Klink has worked for corporate political clients in 35 countries, six continents, boasts 20 years experience working for oil, gas, and energy clients in California and under other Western states. Here is Matt Klink. Matt, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for being with us. I want to talk about the rise and fall of Donald Trump. I thought when he made fun of the disabled person, it was all over. That was many years ago. And here he is, perhaps on the verge of this. We've got stunning new revelations about the former president's fight to overturn the 2020 election, and now have exposed growing political vulnerabilities, such as His eyes on another presidential bid. Is this the end of it for Donald Trump? Did she, Hutchinson, end the career of this amazing, controversial political figure?
You know, John, to quote Mark Twain out of context, rumors of his death are greatly exaggerated. You know, Donald Trump is a cat with not nine lives, but 90 lives. And as devastating as the testimony was last week by the January 6th Select Committee, you know, the question, it's all political. There's nothing legally that they can grab onto because a lot of the testimony of that remarkable young woman was hearsay. But, you know, I think that Republicans, if you look at the latest polling up in New Hampshire, they're just getting fed up with him. They just want someone who adheres to the same conservative populist political values, but just doesn't carry the rhetorical baggage that Donald Trump has.
About half of Americans believe, Matt Klink, that the former president Donald Trump should be charged with a crime for his role in the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th, 2021. That new poll shows that. Over half of Americans say, I don't know, they're screaming lock him up, but they're saying take him to court. That's amazing, don't you believe? I mean, we live in strange, bizarre times, Matt Klink. We do.
Oh, unquestionably. I think that it's almost like Congress is trying to impeach him again, which they've already done twice, and it hasn't really impacted him. The question is ultimately, what's Merrick Garland going to do? Is he going to initiate charges against the former president, in which case all of the witnesses will be allowed to be cross-examined by people who won't be as friendly as the January 6th committee investigators? And I tend to think that this is all political and it's designed to hurt Donald Trump to such an extent that he can't run again in 2024.
What is the political obituary for Liz Cheney? What will historians write about her?
Well, I think that, you know, one, I think that she still is in a fairly decent position to win
really?
Re-election.
Really?
I absolutely do.
Wow.
I watched a clip of her on stage with Republicans that are challenging her, and it was the equivalent of having adults on chain or on stage with a bunch of children. you know, it was amazing. I think that Liz Cheney will go down in history as someone who stood up for what she firmly believes in, and that right or wrong, she did not deviate from that. Look, she voted with the president over 90% of the time. There is no doubt in anyone's mind that she's a conservative. But what she saw from Donald Trump was so outrageous and egregious that she just couldn't stand by and let history gloss over what he did.
So Trump's going to make a decision here about running. Is there a chance he would absolutely put his hat into the ring again in light of all of this that has taken place since he left office? Is that possible?
For a normal politician,
no.
The negatives are so profound that they would think twice about running again for re-election. But anything that, you know, quote unquote, is normal with Donald Trump doesn't hold sway. He still has strong support from a good portion of the Republican electorate. He did get 74 million votes, which is the most votes for any Republican president in U.S. history. The challenge is that the competitor got 81 million. So I think that if the Republicans were smart, they would look to someone who is one younger. And there's at least five people that fit that bill that are aggressive conservatives, but populist conservatives. But they don't have, I mean, Donald Trump doesn't have baggage. He's got a matching set of luggage for an around the world trip. So I think that if Republicans were smart and looking to the future, they have it in their power in 2024 with all of the Senate seats that are up for Democrats. Republicans could get a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate and hold the House and control the presidency if they play their cards right. Donald Trump has the potential to mess that all up.
By the way, you're one of the most respected GOP strategists in America. If Donald Trump's sitting in front of you, give me a 30-second exchange with him from you to him. 30 seconds.
I would simply say, Mr. President, you've had your run. You did a lot to change the country. Just look at the three conservative Supreme Court justices that you put on the court. And for the good of the party and for the good of the country, it's better that you step aside and you can still have a heavy, perhaps a heavier influence on American politics behind the scenes without the scrutiny that you bring to the office for the 4 years that you held it. You know, now I don't think that he would listen to me because he keeps a very tight counsel.
And if he grabbed for your throat.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, yeah. I mean, again, the Secret Service disputes that. And you have Adam Kinziger now making the ridiculous claims that the Secret Service is lying. So, I mean, look, I think that there was not a lot of, it was a lot of things that this young woman said. She didn't even directly experience. She said that she heard them from somebody else. It would never even be allowed in a court of law. But again, the January 6th committee, it is 100% political. It is not a legal hearing as much as people like Adam Schiff and Benny Thompson and others would like to think that it is.
All right, two things that may alter your prediction for the midterms, and that would be Roe versus Wade. And the fallout from that, as well as a gun control bill that has now moved through the House and Senate and signed by the president, that is changing, I think, for the feeling of the public that has had enough of these slaughters and wants something to be done constructive, something to be done. This may not be the answer, but they want something to be done. So, what are the effects of guns and abortion on the race?
Absolutely not.
Midterm.
I think that it's ridiculous to think that people are going to vote on some abstract view of abortion, that they may need to have one when they wake up every morning and gas costs more, housing costs more, food costs more. The economy is no longer growing. You can't get a new car because of a shortage. We have a global supply chain crisis. People vote on their pocketbook, and they're not going to vote in most states, you know, because a lot's not going to change in those states. I mean, the people that hate abortion are going to vote on that issue. The people that like abortion are going to vote on that issue. But the majority of Americans, they realize that we are in deep, deep trouble, and we will be in a recession by the third quarter in this country. And that's what's staring Joe Biden in the face. And that's what's going to be the main indicator for the 2020.
Some economists say we're already in one recession.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I think we probably are. I mean, if growth is not negative for the second quarter that ran through June, it will certainly be negative by the third quarter that runs through the end of September. And the Democrats know they're in deep, deep trouble. The people viewing the January 6th hearings is minimal. Of course, the Democrats are watching it. Republicans aren't, and about half of independents are. And in terms of gun control, I think that the compromise removes it as an issue for both Republicans and for Democrats. For the first time, the Democrats bent on what they wanted. They allowed some compromise to get in the way of absolutes, and the Republicans were flexible to say, we'll do something, even though it probably won't solve the problem. Of you know what these massacres were, but let's face it, more people die on a weekend in Chicago than died in Uvalde. So, excuse me.
All right, here, give me two names. Democrats, if Biden does not run, many think that he will not, and if Trump is not the nominee, or does not seek the nomination, a Republican that will win it. You get a Democrat or Republican. Your two picks.
I think a front runner clearly is Ron DeSantis. He's Trump without the baggage. He has led Florida on a strong economic rebound. People are moving to Florida. They're leaving blue states because of the economic freedoms and the social freedoms that exist in Florida. I think that you're also seeing Glenn Youngkin making rumblings about running. And Glenn Youngkin Virginia is a purple state, not a deep red state like Florida is. And on the Democratic side, the list will be long and deep. Kamala Harris is going to try, but every time she speaks, it's word salad.
I think your California governor has a shot at this.
Absolutely. I was going to mention him next, that you know, Governor Gavin Newsom is the progressive alternative to what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida. I love the fact that Gavin Newsom has gone on Truth Social and he's poking a finger in the eye at Republicans and appears to be having a pretty good time doing it. I just think that he faces an uphill battle. I mean, look, we have $100 billion surplus in California right now. We're probably going to be in a budget deficit next year because when the stock market is down, capital gains drop. And we know that the wealthiest 10% pay 90% of the income taxes in California. So we will probably be in a budget deficit next year in California. That's going to change the landscape entirely.
Matt Klink, a happy 4th of July to you and your family. And thanks so much for spending some of this holiday time with us. I always appreciate your observations. They're always right to the very heart of every subject matter I bring up. And that is why I'm so grateful that you spend some time with us on a fairly regular basis. Thank you so very much. And have a great 4th of July holiday. Thank you.
Happy birthday to America. I love talking to you, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Matt Klink, GOP strategist in Los Angeles and with also Channel 5. By the way, if you watch Channel 5 in Los Angeles, many people do, it's a 12 million people market. That television station has more people watching it than 50 television stations in 10 states in the West. It's an amazing, huge audience that Matt Klink is a part of when he does his political commentary on Channel 5 in Los Angeles. Glad that he will spend some time with us from time to time. Well, from the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Back in a moment with Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture. Most of Legislative District 9 and Legislative District 10 are now Legislative District 18. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from the district. To fill the vacancy, Nancy Gutierrez has stepped in to run for the House seat. Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. Nancy is a school teacher, a mother, a fighter of women's rights and sensible gun legislation. Nancy is an advocate for public education. I'm John C. Scott. I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House of Representatives. Nancy will be a lawmaker we can be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person at the right time to serve Southern Arizona. This message is paid for by Nancy for AZ. Go to her website for more information. That's nancyforaz.com.
From the Perfection Network Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here is Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's coming up for the Democrats of Greater Tucson on Monday?
Well, we have regular meetings coming up. We have a special evening discussion salon. And, of course, being Democrats, we have fun cocktail parties. So mark your calendar for Thursday, July 7th at 6 p.m. We're having a discussion salon on how to persuade voters to vote for Democrats. And our speakers are Evan Bronson and Anna Smith. So they're from Mission for Arizona, which is a really impressive group of young people and college kids who moved from far away to Arizona to get out the Democratic vote. In fact, Evan is from Idaho and Anna is from Pennsylvania. And we'll talk about effective ways that you can talk to low-information voters. And on top of that, on Wednesday, July 20, 4 to 6 p.m., we are having the Democrats of Greater Tucson Drinking Democratically Happy Hour. By the way, John, you can find all this stuff out at thedgt.org. DGT is short for Democrats of Greater Tucson, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson. So next Monday, we have a really interesting speaker, a guy called Akani Oyegbola, who is running for Arizona House in Legislative District 21. That'll be this coming Monday, July 11 at noon. Akani is a city council member and former acting mayor of South Tucson. His platform is to promote tourism, health care, and livable wages. And then, of course, we have our monster library of videos going back 2 years. We have hundreds of videos. So once again, go to thedgt.org and or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you can see all of our videos about all the speakers that we've had.
Well, I'll tell you, you've taken the people that are involved now with the Democrats of Greater Tucson from the hundreds to the thousands, and that's been a remarkable, remarkable explosion of effort and response to what the Democrats of Greater Tucson have done as far as welcoming Democrats to a political forum every Monday, as well as the other events that surround those Monday events. It's been a remarkable success. Congratulations on that, Larry.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I got to tell you, I'm having a blast. I'm having so much fun being president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Oh, and I got a funny story to tell you about Carrie Lake.
30
seconds.
The
wacko who's running for a governor on the Republican side.
Yes.
So this is someone who's never been elected to office, and she wants to arrest the Secretary of State for certifying the 2020 election.
Yes.
So
yes.
Anyway, you probably remember that she has a vicious hatred for gay people. And she actually said, "We've taken God out of the schools and welcomed the drag queens."
Oh,
but
my God. Well,
it turns out she's a regular attendee at drag queen shows. And there are photos to prove it. She's a total hypocrite. She's dressed up in gay costumes, even dressing up as like a creepy man. So that's who the Republicans have running for governor.
It's amazing. Larry Bodine, thanks.
Job.
Thanks. Oh, she is a whack job. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
The presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson with Larry Bodine. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Happy 4th of July. Have a safe holiday, everyone. God bless America. God bless. Most of Legislative District 9 and Legislative District 10 are now Legislative District 18. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from the district. To fill the vacancy, Nancy Gutierrez has stepped in to run for the House seat. Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. Nancy is a school teacher, a mother, a fighter of women's rights and sensible gun legislation. Nancy is an advocate for public education. I'm John C. Scott. I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House of Representatives. Nancy will be a lawmaker we can be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person at the right time to serve Southern Arizona. This message is paid for by Nancy 4AZ. Go to her website for more information. That's Nancy4AZ.com.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars. You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.